Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seaton. It is our top local story. The Port of Los Angeles preparing for the arrival of a Navy hospital ship.
The USNS Mercy is scheduled to pull into the port sometime on Friday. Port Executive Director Gene Sroka.
1,000-bed floating hospital will be used to take some pressure off our landside hospitals and treat non-COVID-19 patients.
Patients will be rotated out of inland hospitals on a case-by-case basis. Sroka also says cargo flow will not be impeded by the hospital ship, but shipping is down.
We're running at about 80% of normal cargo volume for this time of year. But these are extraordinary circumstances. China's manufacturing community is operating at about 50% of capacity.
He says shipping will tick up as Chinese factories come back online. Rob Archer, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, a federal court hearing is now underway this morning on a lawsuit seeking faster action to ease the homeless crisis on L.A.'s Skid Row because of the coronavirus outbreak. It's closed to the public for safety reasons and being held at a downtown ballroom venue instead of a courthouse to allow more space for social distancing. Earlier this week, the judge asked the LAPD and the Sheriff's Department to keep working together to move more homeless people off the streets of Skid Row and into shelters. The virus crisis is forcing CAL FIRE and agencies across the state to rethink their plans for tackling wildfires. The U.S. Forest Service has already suspended prescribed burns. UC Berkeley expert Scott Stevens says CAL FIRE now is looking at the big changes.
They're planning for the virus impacting the way they have crews in the field, how they can deploy them, how they can house them. How do you transport them? Now, these are all, you know, questions that are really throughout our state right now. A lot of times fire crews are put on small buses. People are really, you know, right on top of each other. And again, they most fire crews stay in barracks, and they're basically very dense in terms of number of people per room. All that's going to have to be modified this year.
Firefighters are hoping a rainy March will push back the start of wildfire season. Los Angeles County Supervisors planning to remove Sheriff Alex Villanueva as the head of the Emergency Operations Center, overseeing the response to the coronavirus outbreak. They insist this move has been in the works for months and is not connected with current events. But Sheriff Villanueva tells Fox 11 News, he thinks it's political retaliation for his comments criticizing the daily county briefings, in which he said supervisors were saying a lot, but with no substance.
This is all about power grab, nothing more. Let's work together. Let's back out, knock off the nonsense about power grabs or who's to blame or who's taking credit or grandstanding. This is not the time for that.
But Supervisor Sheila Kuhl tells KNX it's the sheriff who is playing political games.
The sheriff is trying to make everyone think that this is about him and that this is about something to do with pandemic, and it's not true at all.
She says the change in emergency operations was recommended by a task force on the Woolsey fire. The Board of Supervisors is scheduled to consider the proposal next week. Local health care workers, doctors and nurses and others are being asked to keep using their old face masks and other gear because Los Angeles County is simply running out. The medical personnel worry they won't be protected against the coronavirus.
County health officials sent out an alert imploring those in the medical field to continue using the masks and gowns, even if they're old and expired. This, according to the LA Times, and the officials say this needs to be done now before hospitals get hit with a crushing wave of new patients. Of course, some healthcare workers are really worried that using old gear could leave them at risk for the coronavirus. Dr. David Agus is at USC.
It really is disheartening. I hope we figure out a way to ease this supply chain issue.
He notes this is a worldwide issue, not just a local one, but he says some medical professionals in L.A. are taking some extreme steps.
I went to the hospital the other day, and I saw doctors and nurses sleeping in their cars because they were afraid to go home and actually potentially infect their family members, their mothers, their children, their neighbors.
Dr. Ega says we're at war with the coronavirus and need an arsenal to beat it back. John Baird, KNX 1070.
Some medical experts are reminding us that a positive coronavirus test isn't the end of the world. That part of our in-depth team coverage live now to KNX 1070's Randy Cardoon.
Count Saints coach Sean Payton and Pistons player Christian Wood, who grew up in Southern California, sports figures who tested positive for coronavirus but have since recovered. Dr. Michael Hurd is a physician in Tarzana. He says so far, over-the-counter supplements have proven effective in helping people recover with few symptoms.
Vitamin C is also a really great, you know, natural supplement that patients are very commonly having at home and are using for this, making sure your vitamin D levels are up, colloidal silver in proper doses, and I really like oil of oregano.
Doctor says that zinc is big, and also New York patients had success with doctor-prescribed hydroxychloroquine and erythromycin for those with advanced symptoms. He also says watch those three S's, stress, sleep, and sugar. They all factor into how well everyone recovers. Chris?
Doctor certainly knows his stuff. Stay with KNX, your only 24-hour source for local coverage of the coronavirus crisis and its impact on your family and yourself. We have continuing in-depth team coverage and a page as well devoted to the latest information on the pandemic. KNX1070.com/coronavirus. Also check out our new podcast, Coronavirus Daily. You'll find that at radio.com.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.